Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We wanted to ask this afternoon, when you were a kid or in high school, the first time you went to visit someone who grew up in a very different culture to yours, was there anything that stood out for you as strange?
I had lots of experiences like this growing up. En die enigste, die grootste ding wat vir my uitgestaan het was, my vriende het allemaal hulle vriende se ouers op hulle name gesê.
Ja, I call my dad by his first name growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
As like a thing?
Yes. I only ever referred to my father by his first name. I never called him dad or father or anything like that.
But now you call him dad?
Yes, which is weird as
which
you get older.
Which is very weird.
Yeah.
Very
and all
weird.
Of my friends had to do it as well. He would insist on it.
Mm.
And I know a lot of them struggled with it. Want as jy groot geword het in somebody's womb,
yeah.
You know, for example, it's a very difficult habit to shake.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, growing up in a colored area and in the colored culture, it's always Auntie Bernice, Uncle Vernon, even though hulle is nie bloedfamilie van jou nie, maar hulle is ouer mense, hulle is dalk jou maatjies se ouers.
Yeah.
Maar they become auntie and uncle. So going into Lindy or whoever's house and then, oh hi, this is my dad, Jackie. I mean, this is my dad, John, and that's my mom, Jackie. And now when I go to your house, I'm supposed to say John and Jackie. So I get my buddy Mr. and Mrs. geblei because it made me uncomfortable. Like I couldn't just call an adult on their first name.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time a friend used to visit our house, it would be like, listen, my mom would say very clearly, she'd be like, the kitchen is there. If you are hungry, go and make some food. Like go and sort yourself out.
Mm.
You are my child while you are in my house. Go and help yourself. I'm not going to run after you and make sure that you are fed.
Yes.
En party vriende het baie gesukkel hoor. Dan sit ons vir 3.5-4 ure en speel video games of iets. And eventually someone's like, Rob, do you think we can go and maak bietjie kos?
Ja.
Ek is honger. Ek sê, gaan eet man, die goed is daar. Help yourself.
Want een ding wat ek vir jou van Rob Forbes kan vertel, hy eet nie gereeld nie.
No.
He's definitely like a grazer. Like, I mean, he will just eat maybe a breakfast and then after the show some say for my oh ek is honger ek het die hele dag nie geëet nie. I wish I was that person, honestly.
If you're hungry at my house, you must go and help yourself. Did you experience a difference when you first time you went to visit as a kid, someone from a different culture to you growing up? What stood out for you? 0848500942.
Watter kulturele verskille het jy gesien toe jy vir die eerste keer met ander kulture kennis maak?
Hi Robin Ross. Hope things are going well. My first experience with a different culture intimately was in varsity when I dated an English girl. I'm Afrikaans. So wat gebeur het is ons het gaan visvang en my favorite Rapala loer het vasgesit en ek duik toe in die dam in om hom te gaan losmaak. Ek swem toe so onder water in en daar's krokodille en seekoeie, maar vir ons is normaal, kom van die laafveld af. Ek klim toe uit, ek wil haar soen gee in plaas van bly te wees dat ek nou lewe. Sies my, ek stink soos damwater, ek mag nie eers 'n drukkie gee nie. Dat ek was 19, 20 jaar oud gewees. Nee, ek los dit toe, dis alles goed en wel. The next morning, my dad makes brunch. So, Sunday morning, I think. After church, makes brunch. So, for us, it's normal. 10 uur maak ons ontbyt, ons drink 'n bier. Een bier sal nou terwyl ons besig is om kos te maak. Sy kyk my pa vierkantig in die oom en sê vir hom, "This is not kosher." 'N uur later toe ry my pa en sit daar op die citybak en ek het nog nooit weer van haar gehoor nie.
Wow. So, ja.
She judged the breakfast beer.
Ja.
Come on, people are drinking mimosas from 8:30 on a Sunday. Hulle klaar fiets gery het, alles.
Also, bra jumped into the dam to go and fetch his lure and he got back safely. Where's a little reward kiss?
Mm-mm. Don't touch
me. Water, where? Have you ever in a failed dam geswem?
No.
That smell is on you.
No,
I completely
have never,
get her point.
And I don't want to. But the breakfast beer judging, kan wonder sy is op 'n bus gesit en huis toe gestuur nie.
Ellie Dert, well done on getting your Apollo Leo back, bro. Well
yes.
done. Favorite
yes.
Leo, can't be leaving in the water.